You never know how God can use an invitation that you might offer to someone to come to a mission. You have no idea what the repercussions of that invitation can be in their lives and even in the lives of the world. As Christian people who are here this morning, as those who sit around the Lord's table, you have a God-given responsibility to go out from here, and if you haven't done it, to start doing it today. To invite people to come where they will hear something that will radically and dramatically change their lives, not only for now, but for all eternity. Or might it be that as we gather here in church this morning, that you're sitting and you're saying, really? I need to be the one who's responding to the message of the mission. Could it be today that as you think about what we've been speaking about, the implications of the gospel, that God's speaking to you, and that you need to get to that point in your life where you surrender your life to Him, because only when you do that will you be at home and at peace with your own soul and not resist the prompting of the Spirit any longer. There's the relevance of the gospel, it's relevant. There's the message of the gospel about Jesus Christ dying on the cross. Yes, there's the disconnect for some people, but that disconnect can evaporate away as we are concerned to respond to it and to encourage others to do the same.